Our subject this morning will be going to the next level. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." When we talk about going to the next level, we are talking about to further improve or develop something that is already successful, or to make something better. God wants to move us to the next level. Many of us are comfortable with our daily lives. You are relaxed in your current situation, and things are okay. So why would you want to change anything? Some have been stuck so long with where you are. You are afraid to move. You are afraid to trust God. But then there are those times in our lives when we want God to move us from one level to another, by prayer rather than by work. Moving on to the next level requires desire, dedication, and determination. See, life comes to us in steps. We often do not move to one level until we have finished a previous one. Like in education, you have kindergarten, first through 12th grade, college, postgraduate studies, and sometimes it takes longer to move from one level to another than we imagine. But I want you to understand about God. You will never stop going to the next level with God. God is a God of promotion. God is a God of building. God is a God of testing. And you can't go to the next level without passing a test. The challenge you are faced with is part of your test that God wants you to pass so he can get you going to the next level. It's sad people go through life repeating life lesson after lesson over and over simply because they have not passed their test yet. And I'm sure life has shown you some things over and over, and you reacted like I have. Haven't I seen this before? Yes, but God has given you and I another chance to pass the test. And if you continue to make the wrong choices, you have to wait until next season to take the test again. God wants to move us all to another level in our lives. And even in this congregation, he wants us to pass the test. He has something greater for us. If you and I would just step out and leave the comfort of where you are and allow him to take you to new levels, it would take walking by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 7. God wants you and I unglued, unstuck from anything and everything that keeps us from taking a step to the next level. At the next level is where you will trust God more than you do right now. The next level is where you will find enough courage to face your fears. The next level is where you will stop dragging the same old sin into every new season of your life. The next level, victories will come a little easier, and you will discover that success is not based on what you got, but who you got. And I would like to say to you, it's time to take it to the next level. If you're going to advance to the next level of spiritual kingdom living, you are going to need two things. First, you need to know where you are, and then you need to know where you are going. As a congregation, We need to know where we are and where we want to go. Accepting where you are has nothing to do with where you used to be, when times were better, where you wish you were, where your friends and family members think you are. But also, if you want to rise to the next level physically and spiritually, you must overcome the demons of denial so that you can deal with life in a spiritual, supernatural turn. What is denial? Denial is this: simply don't even know I am lying to myself. Listen to me. Some of you are never going to be delivered from mess and move to the next level, to a higher state of abundant living, because some of you are living in denial. You think from your perspective, you're okay. You're okay with the Lord. Denial is not a river in Egypt. It's a dam that blocks the rivers of reality from flowing through your brain so that you can face the circumstances of your life and get a vision for your future. But once you admit to where you are, you must determine to make a difference where you are. Make a significant contribution to your current environment, be it family, church, community, school, or even your job. Each and every one of us are on a lifelong journey, and we're all headed somewhere. And unless and until you make some significant contribution to your environment at the level you are now, you are not ready for, neither can you advance to the next level of joyful, victorious, abundant living. Many of us are comfortable with our daily lives. We have nice cars, nice homes, nice children, right jobs, right clothes, and even maybe in the right church. You are relaxed in your current situation. So why would you want to change anything? I would like to say to you, don't get comfortable on the mountain as the Israelites did, where you have the bread, the water, and setting up camp. There are still problems and situations we need to overcome. Don't camp out in your comfort zone or become too comfortable with God. There is an enemy to fight to get to the promised land. God has much more for you and I. God wants to move us all to another level in our lives. The purpose of each level is to help us grow and become more of what God intends for us to be. And so what level do we really want to live on with our lives? There is nothing saying that we have to be unhappy, miserable people. There is nothing saying that our relationships to each other has to remain where they are. The reason some are still unhappy, miserable, negative people, because you have chosen to stay on that level. Jesus said in John 10 and verse 10, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We live where we live. We are where we are in life. Our attitude is what it is, because that's what we have chosen to accept for the time being. And right now, if we make the decision to put God first in everything, Matthew 6:33, we will move to another level this year. But then we need to understand, sometimes God wants to show us why we cannot move to a higher level. Because many times we are unwilling to face the truth because we do not want to change. God may say, I can't take you to another level spiritually until you give up that attitude problem you have. I can't take you to another level in your marriage as long as you harbor unforgiveness towards your mate. I can't take you to another level in me as long as you continue to compromise with your friends. I can't take you to another level on your job until you deal with your temper. I can't take you to another level in your grades until you decide to please me with your homework. It's so much easier to say they are holding me back from becoming what I could be. Sometimes in life, we must eliminate things, people that keep us from holy living, keep us from moving to another level. The people that we hang with can affect us. If you want to press on with the things of the Lord and go deeper and farther with Him, there is a sure way to discourage that desire. Keep hanging around people, Christians, who are content with where they are, content on having the wrong spirits, and who don't want to press on with the Lord. They are called distractors because they are not going in the direction that God wants them to go. So be careful if you want to go to another level. Don't let negative people or the devil get your eyes off the only one who can bring you to a new level. Beware the distractors, the haters, the gossipers, and the fault finders. And if you are not careful, you'll find yourself going in the opposite direction than what God wants. Hinder you from going to the next level. You'll find yourself doing exactly what they are doing. We have to learn that there are folk, there are members who don't want to change, who don't want to come, don't want to live right, don't want to get involved with the work of the church. You pray for them. You encourage them. But then there comes a time you let God deal with them. But in the meantime, you come. You live right. You get involved with the work. And sometimes you will have to work alone and walk alone. Are you willing to do that? Are you willing to walk alone? If you want to go after all God has for you, make sure you and I are hanging out with people who are going after all God has for them, who are striving to go to the next level. My friends, when God's favor is on our lives, nobody can hold us back from what God intends to give us but us. When you're ready to go to the next level, make sure you follow James 4 and verse 8. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. And I suggest to you this morning, it's your move. What step will you take? What decision are you going to make? Are you going to go to the next level? Or are you going to stay where you are? If you're here this morning, not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, God has spared your life. He's allowed you to see a new year. Now is the time to obey Him. How? By hearing the word of God, believing it to be true. Repent of your sins, confess Christ, and be baptized. If you're here a Christian, not been living as a Christian should, now is the time to say, I've decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. I'm going to go on to another level.